T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour number three, the best hour, the final hour, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show gets going right now. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. I am Rob the Great One. Lonzo sits directly across from me. ESPN is the number to be a part of the show. We certainly hope that you will do so. So Team USA Basketball drops back-to-back games. They lost to Nigeria on Sunday night. They lose to the Aussies on Monday night. Not a great look. Not a great look. A lot of people very, very unhappy. It has not happened very often. I have, and I said this when we had the pool of players that were eligible to be on this roster come out, I was concerned that we were going to see exactly what we have seen. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say it, but my expectations for this Team USA basketball squad are, well, frankly, not high at all. Not high at all. And they're not high because the construction of this roster is abysmal. It's bad. The roster's bad. All right? Now, it's not to say the players on the roster are bad. Obviously, there's a lot of really good basketball players on this roster. But the construction of this roster is bad. And it's bad simply because if you look at the roster, outside of Draymond, the guys in the first 8 or 9 are all ISO first guys who are not good defenders. I've knocked the guy in the past, but you better go find yourself some defenders, Greg Popovich. You better go find yourself some guys that are willing to do the dirty stuff. The stuff on the other end of the floor. Because what's happened here is since you don't have any of them in your best 6 or 7 players, you have created this situation where in crunch time, you have to play Draymond Green in clutch minutes. And Draymond Green has not been a good scorer in the international level. You've got 3 good defenders on this team, tops. You got Draymond. You got Drew Holiday, who is not with the team. In fairness, the best defender in basketball, Drew Holiday, is not with the team yet. Still playing in the playoffs. And you got Bam Adebayo in the middle. But if you run those 3 guys out there, you have got an offense that is a mediocre scoring offense. You cannot run your best 3 defenders in Draymond, Bam, and Drew Holiday at the same time because you are going to be not great on the scoring end. And good offense beats good defense. That's how the game works. 15-man roster, 3 are good defenders. Now you've got some average defenders. Kevin Durant gets knocked a lot. Kevin Durant's an average defender. He's not great, but he's not bad. Chris Middleton is an average defender. Again, not with the team yet. He'll help improve it a little bit. But then I've got Damian Lillard. I've got Bradley Beal. I've got Zach LaVine. Guys that should all share the nickname Subway Turnstile because of the way that they let offensive players get by them. Here is a lesson that Team USA Basketball is about to learn, and it's gonna be a painful one. Lonzo, the lesson that this team is about to learn is that having names does not make a good team. It is the exact same thing that I have said is going to prevent the Brooklyn Nets from winning a championship as the iteration that they are today. Having names does not mean that you have a good team. You got a bunch of guys who are great isolation basketball players. Great isolation basketball players. You know what that means at the international level?
It means you're in trouble because the international game is about team.
Bingo. Bingo. You have great international, great isolation players, but Nigeria played as well as a basketball team I've seen in a long time. What happened to that game? L. Australia behind Patty Mills, a good offensive ISO player, played great team basketball. What happened to that game? L. It's bad. We had the dream team in 92, and this year might go down as the nightmare team. 04, we won bronze, and we were embarrassed by it. Remember that? Won bronze and were embarrassed by it. I got to tell you, based on what on this team right here, what I've seen the last 2 days, Lonzo, we might be happy to get bronze. We might be scrapping to get bronze. Which is pathetic. It's pathetic. It really is. We have a team that if one-on-one basketball was an Olympic sport, Lonzo, we'd win 8 gold medals in one-on-one basketball. But as team basketball goes, it's not one. It's not one. This is garbage, all right? It's garbage. I don't know what else to say. I don't even think, I was sitting here this morning putting this show together. Well, last night putting this segment together after the L again. I think I've got to come up with more, Lonzo. I think I've got to come up with more than this roster sucks. Because it doesn't if it's a one-on-one roster. It's full of names, but this is a bad team. It's a bad team. It's 7 or 8 guys deep before you get to your first guy who can play average defense.
You say it's full of names. I just looked at the roster. It's full of a B-list names.
I don't know if I'd go quite that far.
Kevin Durant, the only A-lister.
Kevin Durant's an A-lister. Draymond Green's I'll give him B. Dame Lillard's an A-lister. Dame Lillard's an A-lister. Jason Tatum, if it wasn't for injuries, would be an A-lister, and I think he will be soon.
So you're making excuses for him.
Zach LaVine's an A-lister. That's probably it. But remember, you're getting Chris Middleton, who is a Robin to Giannis's Batman, but on many other teams, he would be the Batman. But the point is, even if these are B-listers, fine, I'll say everybody that's not Kevin Durant's a B-lister. You still got a list of B-list isolation, but I would take an NBA B-list of team players.
I agree with Sean
to run rampant.
Sean on the stream said maybe they need to play Kevin Love more. Maybe they do. When Kevin Love is on, Duke can shoot.
Honestly, that's the first thought I had. Where is Kevin Love? Where is Jeremy Grant, who got 13 minutes? Where are the guys that are there to gut it out for a gold instead of the dudes that, by the way, last 4 minutes of this game. Clutch minutes. Last 4 minutes of the game. How many points did Team USA score in the last 4 minutes of the game? Lonzo, take a guess.
7. Zero
in the last four minutes. Because why?
That sounds like a college basketball game.
Yeah. Because why? Because they were out there playing one-on-one ISO ball, and the Aussies knew exactly how to stop it.
Maybe they're not the problem.
Who's not the problem? The players?
Maybe the players aren't the problem.
I'm glad you said that, Lonzo. I'm glad you said that. It's almost like you knew where I wanted to go. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Popovich ain't the guy for this job anymore. Pops ain't the guy. I have loved Pops his whole career. I still love Pops as a person. I love Greg Popovich as a person. So do most of the guys that play for him. But this ain't Pop's job anymore. Bring back Mike Krzyzewski. Mike Krzyzewski was a dude who looked at these guys and went, you have two options. You can play Team USA basketball the Coach K way, or I will stand every one of you down and I will bring Duke to the Olympics. And you know what happened when Mike Krzyzewski was in charge? Gold medals and dubs. Pops ain't the guy. I literally do not understand what Popovich is doing right now. I thought to myself, Lonzo, well, you know, Pops is known for building, right? We had this conversation about Pops last week. When I said to me, Pops is a great coach, but Pops is a great coach who had an admin who built a great team for him to coach. And I made the comparison to Nick Saban. Nick Saban is not a great game day coach. I've made that case for years. He's not a great X's and O's guy. Nick Saban is a guy who builds a terrific team with terrific chemistry and gets them so disciplined in March and April that they're ready to kick your ass in November. And that's what Pops is, too. But when he's only got a couple of weeks with his team, this team's not a team. What was Pops doing last night? You got five ball-dominant guys out there running, zero offensive sets. What'd we say about Budenholzer and the Bucks the other day? In games one and two, what did he tell them? Play free, play fast, play random. What happened? They got their asses kicked. What happened in game three when the Bucks were running sets? What happened in game three when Giannis was court general? I don't know why I said that. Was court general, probably because I want to court martial Pops right now.
Yeah, they're a little bit different.
What happened in game three when Giannis and Drew Holiday were actually running the sets and running plays and calling it out instead of just playing random? The Bucks killed the Suns. That's what's happening with this team. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. If the Spurs don't want to force Greg Popovich out, and this is not entirely on the coach, by the way, Jerry Colangelo, I'm coming for you too, bro. I'm coming for you too, big dog. This is not entirely on Greg Popovich, and it's not entirely on Jerry Colangelo. For the record, I'm mad at the players too. Dame Lillard pointed out this team's been together for 5 days, and two of those days were game days. They had 3 days to gel and get chemistry as a team. But still, I expect better than this. How simple is it to run simple offensive sets to open up the floor, and they couldn't do any of that? Pops, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing? I don't want to overreact. And somebody last night I think my Facebook page, accused me of overacting. They said, wait a minute, Rob, you want to force out Pops because we lost two exhibition games? No. I want to force out Pops because of how we lost two exhibition games. I don't think Australia or Nigeria are better teams than the United States in terms of talent. But I think they are better teams in terms of, you know, being a team. Being a team. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And as Lonzo pointed out, Zo, if we're talking Summer Olympics, if I say Summer Olympics, is basketball one of the first three sports you think about us dominating in?
Absolutely. It's a given. It's one of those things that you know you're going to tune in. You're going to see some amazing performances on our side, not two losses in a row.
Yeah. And granted, they're exhibition games. Maybe, maybe. And hey, man, hands up, I hope it's the case. Maybe Pops told these boys, hey, these games don't matter. Go out there, learn your chemistry, learn to play each other, learn your timing, get right with each other in the paint. Maybe that's what's happening. And so I hope that the day after Team USA is handed their gold medals, I get to come in here and go, hey, Pops, my bad, dog. That's on me. I underestimated. I didn't realize and recognize what you were trying to build. That's my bad. I should have seen it, but I didn't. My fault. Which I will say if we win gold. But the team I've seen the last two nights, Lonzo, that's not a gold medal team, man. That's not a gold medal team. That's a fighting for bronze team. And I'm with you. I don't expect to dominate in the pool. I don't expect to dominate at track and field. I don't expect to dominate in baseball, which is now a world's game. It may be America's pastime, but it's the world's game now. Hell, I'll tell you the truth. I don't even expect to dominate in women's soccer anymore. I want to. I believe we can. But I don't expect it. The only thing I expect to dominate in the Summer Olympics is basketball. That's the one thing we have no excuse not to win. And the team that I've seen the last two nights, that ain't a gold medal team.
And why was the Dream Team put together in the first place to do exactly that?
Yeah.
They were tired of America losing with college players, so they were able to get the NBA players to come in, the original Dream Team, and do what they did. That's why the pros are there, to win.
Here is what I take away from this. Here's a lesson I hope. I think that the guys on this team, many of which have not been on an Olympic team yet, I hope that the guys on this team, Lonzo, take a lesson from this. I think, and it is understandable, that there are guys on this team that are of the old mentality that we walk on the floor, the guys across from us see USA on the jersey, and they roll over. We will win because we are the United States. And I got news. It ain't that way no more, man. I'm going to say this. We love the Dream Team and the Re-Dream Team. We love those teams. Those teams were playing international squads that are not nearly as good as Australia was yesterday. Not nearly as talented. That's the best collection of basketball talent in the history of the game, and they were playing teams that are nowhere near as good as what we're playing today. I had to tell you right now, if you bring the Dream Team in their prime into the 2021 Olympic landscape, Lonzo, they're still the gold medal favorite, but they're not winning every game by 42 points like they used to. They're just not.
I don't know that I agree with you.
The teams are better today. Do you agree with that?
The teams are better.
Then by definition, they would not be winning by it. But they'd still be winning.
But think of the players that were on that team.
I am.
No B-listers, except for, you know, Leitner, who wouldn't even be on the list.
Say, who a lot of people don't think should have been on the team anyway.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Someone had to carry all the bags and stuff.
Either way, here's the reality. There are two things, Lonzo, that are happening to this team. Number one, they are thinking we can go out there and just play Dame and KD and dominate every team because we're Americans. It ain't that way. Here's the other thing. We've talked about this a lot. Hey, Lonzo, you're not getting superstar calls in FIBA ball. Dame Lillard is not going to get tic-tac calls from FIBA officials. Kevin Durant's not going to get the ticky-tack, my finger brushed your finger calls that he gets in the NBA. And I don't think they've learned that yet. Now, I don't think you can learn it until you play FIBA ball, till you get there and do it. For a lot of these guys, that's their first two games at the FIBA level. But it does not excuse these players from not having, and Pops, and Popovich too, it does not excuse them from not having a plan, from not having sets, from not running those sets. It's unbelievable to me. And it's unacceptable, frankly. This roster is awful in terms of construction. You got 5 to 7 dudes on the team that are the same dude playing the same ball. You can't build a team like that. You can't do it. You can't build a team like that, and it is very clear that you cannot build a team because we're 0-2 in exhibitions leading up to the Olympics, and I got news for you. The expectation of dominance in the Olympics, you shouldn't have it right now. Unless Pops is playing a con, which I hope he is. Man, I hope we show up and on July 25th or whatever it is that game number one is on. Man, I hope against hope that in 2 weeks, that team rolls out onto the floor in Tokyo and is running sets and looks good doing it. But what faith, why do I have any faith in that happening right now? I don't. I got no reason to believe it. Quick break. I want your thoughts. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line. Your comments. Welcome back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. A couple of texts that have come in on the basketball thing at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line. Texter says the dream team would dominate. Oh, I'm not saying they wouldn't dominate. I'm saying they wouldn't win by a 40-plus margin victory every game. The competition is better. They would still be the greatest team on the face of the planet. I'm not arguing.
And here's something else I don't think you're taking into consideration. That dream team, even if they were put in there today, the other players, even though they would have played against them, that was such an assembly of the greats that there would be a whole lot of you know, will you sign my autograph stuff? You're not getting that now because these guys, I mean, some of these guys are big, but they're not like that big.
I agree with that. I'm not saying any of that is wrong. I guess I should re-clarify my statement. Teams around the world at the international level are just better now than they have ever been before. Forget saying anything about the Dream Team. The talent level around the world is just better now. Can we just agree on that comment without involving the Dream Team? Competition at the international level of basketball is better around the globe now than it has ever been before.
So Matthew Dellavedova better than some of the guys they had to play back then because he's still on the Australian team.
Yeah,
right?
But so is Patty Mills, who is better than any international player. I can't say that far.
Well, those two guys on a team against a Dream Team, no chance.
No, but they are a deeper team with good talent.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. Nothing more.
But ASPN. Let me say one more thing. If you send the equivalent of that Dream Team today with the best players in the league today, they would win just as – it doesn't matter about that talent.
I'm fine with that.
They would win big.
I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. ESPN, Kevin Durant will find a way to change their approach if they keep losing. How? How? Does he give a speech? Because here's the thing.
He'll switch teams.
We have decided to start a super team in France.
Yeah. He'll figure out that he's a descendant of someone from France, and then suddenly he's on the French team.
My sincere question is, how? Because if KD's the one to give that speech to get the team to play as a team, then why is Greg Popovich there? Why is that not? I don't know. And KD's an ISO basketball player. It's not like he's going to suddenly become the point guard and run sets. He's an ISO player himself. What's he going to play better ISO ball? If he can play better ISO ball, then get his ass off the team now for not giving it what he's got. I would rather take 15 college dudes who are going to lay every bit of blood, sweat, and tears they got on the floor than an NBA guy who's really, really good, but going 60%.
Why isn't Zion on this team?
Your guess is as good as mine. Your guess is as good. He was in the pool, but I never heard anything about him being proposed to be on the team finally. I don't know.
So we got to surmise that these are Popovich guys.
Yep.
And not necessarily the best guys to represent America.
At ESPN, I think they'll get it together for one simple reason, Rob. Nobody wants to be part of a U.S. team that doesn't win gold in basketball. Players like, and then your text got split up, the other half didn't come through. But I get what you're saying. I get where you're going with that. I agree. I hope that that's inspiration. So I'd love to tell Kevin Durant, hey, man, just keep in mind that your boy's results will be talked about forever, good or bad. So I can tell you, a lot of people may not be motivated with, hey, you'll be nominated for the best sports radio show in South Carolina, but are motivated by the books came out and your show was in last place in the building. I ain't trying to have that. I don't ever want to have the Rob Brown Show be the lowest rated show in the building. And I'll work my ass off to make sure that didn't happen. So will Lonzo. Now, Lonzo is going for paper, y'all. He's going for trophies. And so am I. But a lot of people are better motivated by, hey, if you suck, we are going to talk about how this team sucks forever. And you will be attached to that.
But you know what? If you strive to win and whatever you do, you don't have to worry about the sucking part.
Yeah. At ESPN, LeBron is it? Oh, you called it, Lonzo. We were talking about this before the show, and Lonzo said, this will somehow be LeBron's fault. Watch. Texter says, LeBron is at fault because he started this lazy load management BS, not because he isn't playing. LeBron load manages at 36 years old, and it's his fault that the team lost to Australia last night. Come on, bro.
Haters got to find a way.
By the way, who's the one player that hasn't gotten hurt in the postseason? Oh, that's right. The guy who took care of his body and realized that, hey, one seed but with a banged-up star player isn't as good as four seed, but the team's healthy. I ain't mad at him for that. ESPN, Team USA opens up against France. France will easily beat them, book it. They play like they did the last two nights. They'll get run out of the gym by France.
We were joking about France, so Durant, after halftime, will be on the French team.
Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier, Nana DiColo. That's Nicholas Batum with the Hornets. Vincent Poirier. That's a good team. They don't have the talent just looking on paper as Team USA, but that's a good team. Those are guys who know how to play team ball because outside of Gobert, they're not A players. They're guys who have to fill a role on their teams. Fournier in Orlando.
Yeah, good team.
Great team.
Also, a team with international experience.
A ton of it.
Know the rules, understand them, don't expect certain things, as you were talking about earlier. Don't expect calls because of who you are. It's not good. And coming into this, I was concerned, but it's like, yeah, they'll pull it together because they always do. And then two losses in a row, man.
I got to tell you, I don't hate that bet, Texter. I'll be excited to see what the line is on that game. I got to tell you, I don't know that taking France over Team USA today isn't a bad bet. Let me do this. One more thing before we take a break, and then I got some breaking news out of baseball for you. Grab me clip number 8, if you don't mind, Zoe, while we're talking about it. Yesterday in the postgame presser, we had a reporter that asked Greg Popovich, hey, Team USA basketball is used to dominating in the international level, and you are now coaching a team that's lost 2 in a row. What's your response? And Pops lost his mind.
I was pleased. I thought we got better tonight. After a short time together, there's a lot of things that have to be covered. But the first half and the second half were two different beasts. In the first half, we defended the way we wanted to defend, the way we did not defend against Nigeria. We were more physical. We sustained the defense longer. We rebounded better. We moved the ball better at the offensive end and had more pace. In the second half, we tired out. And when that happens, you know, you get hit mentally a little bit too. And we didn't sustain the board the same way. The defense wasn't the same. Our pace wasn't the same. You deal with what's there. And, you know, we can't change that. So, talking to the guys during timeouts and making them understand how we have to play and what the good is, what the bad is, watching film tomorrow, we just, you know, get smarter and get in better condition, and then we have an opportunity to do something very good.
All right, I recorded the wrong clip because I am, Lonzo, dumb and bad at my job. But I recorded the wrong clip. There was a clip, and you heard what that was, just Pop's reaction to the L. There was a clip where a reporter said, hey, we're used to dominating, we're not, and Pop's lost his mind, man. He snapped on him. Snapped on him. Like, bad. Popped off. Pops off. Anyway, Pops was frustrated, and I don't blame him. He should be. But hey, man, you're the coach. It's one thing for me and Zoe to be frustrated with this team. You're the one who has the ability to fix it. Not us. I don't know. I don't get it. All right, let me take a break. When we come back, breaking news from Major League Baseball, and this will impact those of us who love the game. I'll tell you what Rob Manfred just said a few minutes ago that could change the game in 2022. That's next on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Break the glass. Breaking news on ESPN Upstate brought to you by Odyssey. Of course, we have the NBA Finals for you. Breaking news. Reading is hard for me today. Breaking news on ESPN Upstate brought to you by the NBA. The NBA playoffs are happening right now. Don't miss out on the action, including Game 4 tomorrow night right here on ESPN Upstate. Rob Manfred has, he's not good at his job. I don't know if I've shocked you with that. However, Rob Manfred has come out today and said that 7-inning doubleheaders and starting extra innings with runners on second are likely to be dropped by Major League Baseball after this season is over. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke today to the Baseball Writers Association of America, said he viewed both innovations as specific to the pandemic. Both were adopted, obviously, for last year's shorter season and kept on board for this year's season. Manfred said the changes were implemented based on medical advice and are not being contemplated as permanent. He said that while the health situation had improved with increased vaccinations, changes could not be made mid-season. Now, here's the part of Rob's speech that really got me. Here's my favorite thing he said. Manfred, remember this past offseason? We had the downsizing of minor league baseball. We had a big down. 42 minor league teams had to close up shop. That meant that there were thousands of front office staff and workers and coaches and players that were out of the game of baseball, and 42 communities, many of which, I'd say most of which, almost all of which, love their team, that don't have a team anymore. And Rob Manfred said it was, quote, a W for every single group involved, end quote. Lonzo, I bet it wouldn't be that tough for us to find a couple of groups that would say, no, not a W, not a W at all. Unbelievable. How dense is this cat, man? Here's my favorite part. I don't know if you caught this, though. Round one of the MLB draft happened over the weekend. Rob Manfred came out on stage, as commissioners do, to open up the draft, give the first pick. Rob Manfred got booed violently by the baseball fans there in Denver, and he looked absolutely shocked by it. Like he was not understanding.
So he didn't know how to handle it like Goodell does.
Yeah, Goodell just leans into it, right? Goodell's like, boo me. Boo me. Do it. In fact, last year in the virtual draft, he encouraged us to boo him from our homes during last year's draft. This year, he leaned into it. Rob Manfred, who is, again, not great at his job, after saying that 42 teams downsized, a W for every single group, was stunned by the fact that we were booing him. Shocked by the fact that we were booing him. Oh, you sweet summer child. Bless your heart, Rob Manfred. Bless your heart. You just don't get it. What a dunce. I want to say I'm shocked, but I'm really not. Like, I want to say I'm shocked by this, but I'm genuinely not. That's just exactly a Rob Manfred thing to do, man. Exactly a Rob Manfred thing to do. Let's take our final break. When we come back, Twitter trending topics wraps up the show, and the Tampa Bay Lightning broke the Stanley Cup. They dented it. Lonzo, how is this Tom Brady's fault? It's gotta be, right?
He set precedents. Now everyone's trying to follow.
Back after this on ESPN Upstate.
It is time for Twitter Trending Topics, where I tell Rob what is trending on the internet, and he regales us all with his vast and wonderful knowledge of said things that are
trending. Just follow me around in my real life and say things like that about me, because nobody else believes it.
I can do that because I do believe in you, Rob.
Well, between you and my mom, that makes two.
I just quoted Labyrinth, by the way. All right.
What child?
I quoted the song.
What voodoo?
Yes, exactly. But I quoted the other song. All right. So the first thing that's trending is Harrison Ford.
Birthday? And he shares a birthday. I saw that. He shares a birthday with, I saw it this morning and now I forgot who it was.
That one person.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That one guy.
No, he shares a birthday with, oh gosh, who was it?
If I were an award winning producer, I would look it up.
But you're not.
Yeah, so I'm not. I've already shut things down for the day. Things are shut down for the day.
Harrison Ford is 70.
Harrison Ford is too old to do another Indiana Jones movie. That's what he is.
I mean, only if they're passing on the mantle. He was
only if he dies. He's going to die. That's the only reason why he does.
Yeah,
this
he just
stuff.
Wants it's to. So get, he's 79, by the way.
Okay,
79.
He's just doing it so he can kill off every.
I was going to say
character.
You know what? I got to tell you, Harrison Ford's revenge against Harrison Ford characters is a fourth wall act that I am on board with. I'm down for it. Just kill all the Harrison Ford characters.
All right. The next thing that's trending is National French Fry Day. Wonder why that's trending. I don't know. Probably because
it's National French
it's
Friday.
National French Friday.
Top yes. three fast food French fries. Go.
McDonald's, Wendy's, and Big Bad Burger Daddy.
Is that a real thing?
Yes, it is.
It's not fast food. So they Whatever. Don't count.
Yeah.
Captain America Chris Evans down the hall says it's not fast food.
Ignore the disembodied voice.
Chick-fil-A waffle fries, Arby's curly fries, and not
fries.
That's not French fries.
It's not fries.
Though.
Not fries.
It's the. I mean, technically, it is fried potatoes.
So the arguments only work when it's on.
If instead of cutting them into tots, they were much like they were the length of a potato, are they technically French fries? At
I
that
do
point?
Believe that National French Fry Day doesn't say anything about tater tots. So
right,
no.
But I'm asking if instead of cutting them into tots, we took the whole potato and they still had the thickness, the cylindrical shape, and you fried it that way, would that be a French fry or is there a stage above tot?
No, that's a thick fry, yo.
Fry?
It's still a French fry.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's stretched out, it's a French fry. If it's in tot form, it's a tot. I'm a tot expert.
The difference between a tie and a fry? A tie and a fry. Good Lord. I'm bad at this job. What's the difference between a tot and a fry? I thought it was just size.
It is. It's shape.
Now I have to, now I have
it's
to go
shape.
Home. Now
it's
I have to go home and
shape.
Figure out how to make gigantic tater tots. Just the whole damn potato.
But it's still a French fry. It's not a, it's, if it's beyond, I think what was a tater tot, probably an inch. If it's beyond that, it's no longer a tot. Then it becomes a fritter.
So many jokes that if we were off the air, I'd make.
Yeah, don't
but
do
I
that
won't.
Now.
But
yeah.
I won't.
Beyond Tot is a fritter, without a doubt. Because Arby's has those, or potato cakes, which are not fries either.
No, but a cake is flat.
Potato cakes are triangles.
Then a waffle fry is not a fry by definition. If we're talking shape, a waffle fry is not a fry. We have to call it something else.
That's a good point. But I didn't pick waffle fry. I picked fries.
That's fair. All right, we got time for one more?
We do. Popeyes.
Let's go. Best fast food chicken in the game is Popeyes. Fight me, bro.
All right, here's the reason why.
KFC churches, y'all got no reason to exist.
Here's the reason why they're trending. They just came out with chicken nuggets who they say will change the game.
Of course they're going to say that. They're Popeyes. But they're right. But they're right. But they're right. Popeyes spicy is the way to go. If you want fast food, if you want chicken, Popeyes. I love some Chick-fil-A, man. What did you could do? Is it you that calls Popeyes the devil's chicken?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Courtney does
chicken.
It too. The girl, yeah. The lady friend does it too.
Yeah, it's the devil's chicken.
She calls it you got the Lord's chicken in Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. And it's even hard for you to say. Yes. Absolutely.
Then consider me a proponent of the devil's chicken because Popeye, whatever
wow.
they did.
What a surprise.
I said what I said. Whatever they did, Popeye's chicken is the GOAT fast food chicken chain.
Signed in blood.
Fight me. Fight me, everybody except Diesel, who would win. Fight me. Your chance to win.
I think you should do it right now. Headlock. Go for it.
Who's the best fast food fried chicken, Diesel?
He's scared.
Bojangles.
Get out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!